you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Just over 2 months ago, thousands of restaurant owners and tens of thousands of servers, bussers, chefs, and kitchen staff got the unfortunate news.
Asking our restaurants to close down for the moment, provide takeout if they wish, and operate in that frame.
And now those restaurants are allowed to reopen under strict guidelines and with a trimmed down staff. But will customers feel comfortable dining in, and can restaurants stay afloat with less than half of their tables filled?
Unfortunately, we have a list, a running list of restaurants that have closed on our site, and you know, I think it's just the tip of the iceberg.
It's been challenging, very challenging, yeah.
From NBC7 in San Diego, this is Insight, a podcast that dives behind the stories making headlines in your community. In this episode, we'll speak to the owner of a local popular restaurant about the challenges he's facing in reopening.
We need to have someone at the door monitoring how many people are inside.
And we also speak to a longtime San Diego food writer about the new realities for restaurant staff and the diners who are eager to get back to their favorite eatery.
I think every restaurant closure is just sad for the local industry.
And just because restaurants are open, are you comfortable with going to one? We'll share some tips with you on how to dine out safely. I'm Tom Jones.
And I'm Dorian Hargrove with NBC7 Investigates.
Dorian, before we get started on this episode, in our last episode, we were focused on testing, and you are still waiting on your COVID-19 test results from one of the new state-run facilities in the East County. It had been more than the time they had said it would take to get those results back, but now, a week later, what did the results say?
Finally got them. Let's see, it was 5 days after getting that giant swab pushed up my nose and 11 days after making the appointment. But either way, I got the results and I was negative.
Well, that's great news.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I've definitely failed some tests before, and this is one that I was happy about failing.
So now we're moving to a whole different kind of test, a test for restaurant owners and staff who are tasked with reopening their dining rooms, but now under some strict guidelines.
Yeah, you know, and I joke around about the test and everything else, but I mean, this, you know, this is real, and this is real for whether it's people's health that we're dealing with or the serious economic impacts to workers, to restaurant owners, to the overall economy here and throughout the country.
Right, because yes, these restaurants can reopen, but as we all know, business is not going to go back to what it once was. These restaurants are going to have to open under totally new guidelines. Let's start there. Dorian, can you summarize what exactly changed last week?
So the state of California, or Governor Gavin Newsom, announced that we were allowed to go into stage two of the state's reopening plan. And that allowed for modified in-restaurant dining. You know, you still had numerous guidelines to follow, whether it's, you know, how far tables had to be separated, how many people could be in a, you know, a certain area, and what, I mean, even down to what you're eating off of and how servers hand you food and the menus that you read. So a lot of changes for sure.
San Diego will be allowed to move into the accelerated version of phase two, as you probably know, and are eagerly waiting for right now. That would mean some in-restaurant dining.
Some of the tables have also been blocked off for social distancing.
And restaurants have to fill out the county's safe reopening plan. And it's a couple forms, and they post it publicly. And they also have to update their guidelines and practices.
Yeah, I saw that, you know, employees of restaurants have to wear masks, which makes sense. You know, most other businesses, that's the case. But customers also have to wear masks until they're seated at a table. So while you're waiting for your reservation or your name to be called, you have to be masked, which again is pretty similar to other businesses in the county.
Yeah. And, you know, I mean, it's interesting because obviously, you know, you need your mouth, access to your mouth to eat and drink. So, you know, once they're down at the table, diners can take off their masks. However, you know, you would still think that if there was infection, you know, present, that could be spread through that.
And I think with most plans, you know, that have been developed during this pandemic, we've seen that, you know, something that looks great on paper in practice looks much different. And when it comes to restaurants, we wanted to hear from a local restaurant owner about the reopening process, how it's really working.
Yeah. And, you know, we thought it was only fitting to return to Divine Possibilities.
So I just pulled up to Divine Possibilities, home of the Tour Pasta. And we're going to check in with Damian Divine, the owner. We were here 2 months ago and interviewed Damian about having to close down. It was just 2 days after the county issued the dining rooms were closed and the state issued it. And now this is just a couple days after the county and state said that he can reopen. So I wanted to see how Damian's doing and how business has been and all the steps that he had to take in order to get his restaurant back up and fully running. All right, so I'm walking up now. Hey, Damian, how you doing?
Hey, Dorian.
How have things been?
Interesting, yeah. To say the least.
What would you say the percentage of business maybe is compared to what it was before?
About 20.
Wow.
Yeah.
But you're hanging in there.
I'm trying to.
So how was receiving news that you're going to reopen again? Are you ready? Are you, like, what's the protocol and what are all the steps that you have to take?
Honestly, I knew it was coming, but I was kind of caught by surprise a little bit. Like, they were just like, oh, you can open now. So we are, you know, we've been planning for it, but we still need to get, like, staff involved. We've got, you know, probably, I would say, about 65 to 70% of our staff on unemployment not wanting to come back. Because they're getting CARES Act plus employment. So we got to get them to come back in order to be able to facilitate all the things that, you know, that they want us to do.
And how many would it usually, the whole restaurant, sit? Let's say
capacity is around 70 people. Then the patio is an additional maybe like 12 people we could fit. So I think we're, you know, trimming it down quite a bit. We're going to be, I would say, if we can fit 4 tables in here, that would be 16, and then on that side maybe 3, that would be another 12, and then the patio maybe like 2 two-tops and a 4-top.
So you're slimming, that'll be slimmed down.
It's going to be in half at least, yeah.
Wow, that's a big change. Yeah. How about customers? Have you seen the demand that is there, like as far as people wanting to open, you know, wanting to see you open and wanting
people
to come back?
Yeah, people are, you know, calling today, especially, are you open for dine-in today? And we're still not ready to do it safely. I just want to make sure we have all of our ducks in a row, we're doing it the right way. Because, like I said, people are hypersensitive. We got to make sure we're making people feel safe when they're, you know, eating, dining, watching us cook and everything we're doing. So we need a chance to train our staff who are MIA at the moment and, you know, trying to do some training, but I need everybody here and it's just a challenge. We have to do training on Zoom meetings and stuff right now.
It's interesting to hear about the difficulties in staffing because I just know personally that I've heard this, question on the minds of many employees out there, not just of restaurants, but weighing whether or not how are you going to get more financial assistance or payment, you know, how are you going to get more pay going back to work on the reduced hours or collecting unemployment.
Yeah, and you know, you're already dealing with a balance at, you know, for restaurant workers that just a remarkably high turnover. I mean, you know, typically in a lot of cases they're younger people, they're you know, they could find competing wages at a number of other establishments. So you see that high turnover, and then, you know, when you find out that some of these workers may be getting more money on unemployment, and with the other government help, you know, a lot of workers are obviously opting to stay home, collect more money by doing nothing.
So what did Damien have to say about the specific criteria for reopening here in San Diego County?
I mean, you know, going to see Damien, you could see that this is occupying so much of his life. I mean, restaurant owners, you know, that's their main focus anyways, is running a restaurant, making it profitable. You know, there's already so much thought that goes into running this and stress that goes along with it. But on top of that, it's the reopening. It's the having to abide by, you know, I saw the documents, the what looked like 100 pages of guidelines. You know, so it's stressful, and I could see that stress. He was working on it, and he should be open probably by tomorrow is what he said.
There's two county, like, protocols, like checklists that I'm going to be posting in the window. One of them is like social distancing and sanitation protocol, and the other one is for restaurant operating protocol. And they're kind of similar. There's a few, you know, just making sure like none of our staff are sick, making sure we're making people wait, you know, with social distancing, 6 feet apart. Restrooms are cleaned routinely. Where is disinfectant, hand sanitizer? We need to have someone at the door monitoring how many people are inside, not permitting more than the maximum amount of people.
Wait. So someone has to stand at the door and monitor?
Monitor and offer hand sanitizer at the door.
So you'll have like a sanitizer concierge.
Putty bar. Yeah. Yeah, pretty much.
And you have to pay them to do that.
Yeah, and it needs to be like a host or a staff member. They're like kind of orchestrating what's going on. There's even something in here where staff, when they come in, cannot shake hands or do high fives or anything. They have to, you know.
No, it's interesting. High fives, huh?
No high fives allowed. Yeah, you can do air fives. 6 foot air fives like that.
So looking at the papers, you could tell that it's way more involved than just, you know, flicking on the neon sign that we're open in the front window. It's just not like that.
So on one end, restaurants are dealing with how to reopen. But then on the other end, there's the question of whether customers are going to feel comfortable going back to their favorite restaurants and dining in around other people. So we wanted to get a bigger picture on how restaurants and diners are viewing this phase two reopening. And for that, we turned to a longtime food writer for some insight on the dining scene here in San Diego County.
My name is Candace Wu. I'm a longtime food writer in San Diego. I grew up in San Diego. I've written for lots of local publications, and for the past 8 years, I've been the editor of Eater San Diego.
Have you heard from any restaurant owners? What is the general feelings right now that we kind of got this news this week? Does that make sense?
Yes. I think there's, you know, mixed feelings. I think some restaurant owners and diners are sort of ready to go, you know, ready to get back to some kind of business as semi-usual.
Is there a threat that so many will not be able to survive, do you think?
Yeah, I think, you know, we've started to see, you know, unfortunately, we have a list, a running list of restaurants that have closed on our site. And you know, I think it's just the tip of the iceberg, you know, from long-standing restaurants to, you know, other established restaurants. I think that hopefully, you know, some of the proposals that are out there to expand outdoor dining will, you know, help restaurants a little bit capacity-wise, you know, being able to maybe serve, you know, have food and drink service out to the curb, use their parking lots, you know, shut down streets to have more dining, because, you know, for a 14-seat sushi bar, you know, I don't know where the sustainability is if they have to, you know, cut their capacity in half.
You mentioned that you've been keeping a running list of some of the places that unfortunately had to close. Were there any that stuck out to you or that maybe hurt a little bit, you know, mourning a little bit, that you caught you off guard?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I mean, I think every restaurant closure is just sad for the local industry. I mean, you have everything from that, you know, a giant chain like Soup Plantation, you know, that was big news. And I grew up in San Diego. I spent many childhood birthday parties there. So that was sort of like a sentimental loss, even though I honestly haven't been to Soup Plantation in a few years. You know, and then just this week, a restaurant called Whisk and Ladle in La Jolla closed. And it was in downtown La Jolla for over 12 years. And it was definitely, you know, I think one of the first farm-to-table restaurants definitely that I've ever experienced. And that was sad to see that go.
I think another concern is kind of a, you know, if you open, will they come? Mm-hmm. Will people feel comfortable coming back out? And I'm wondering for you personally, how are you feeling right about now?
I think, you know, to start with, I think I will probably feel more comfortable going to, you know, restaurants that have ample outdoor seating, that, you know, sort of have the space and the open air to circulate. But honestly, I think going forward, at least, you know, for a few more months, I will also rely on takeout a lot still. You know, even for me, you have questions about, you know, how do we safely eat in a restaurant? How, you know, or when do we wear our mask?
Do you have any tips for someone, like if I wanted to go eat out, do you have any tips for someone who's going back out, you know, after being at home for the last couple months?
I mean, I think it would just be, you know, be mindful of yourself and the people around you, you know, make sure to wear your face covering when you need to, you know, stay within the proper social distances. And I think also to be, you know, take it easy on restaurants and their employees, because I think, you know, they're just starting to get used to this. And I'm sure there's going to be lots of hiccups at first, but just to be understanding.
So Dorian, since you last met with Damien, how has the reopening process gone since then?
Yeah, I did. You know, he's been busy laying down the tape and trying to get the whole operation, you know, retrofitted for the new rules and the new normal. He's still working on it. I think that he, you know, he told me he expects sometime this week to open up shop again.
For more information on the guidelines in place for restaurants and tips on how to stay healthy while dining out, click the link in the show notes or search Insight on NBC7.com.
Insight is a podcast from NBC San Diego. If you like what you're hearing, we could really use your support. Subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts and leave us a review. That's how we can continue providing this insight into our reporting.
Thank you for listening. Stay safe and stay healthy.